In 1865, one man named Hudson Taylor grew to be a catalyst whereby the gospel against all odds spread through every province of China. When Hudson arrived, he was greeted by a Shanghai under fire from rebels. And although the risk was great, in defiance on a ban on outsiders via strong anti-foreigner sentiment, Hudson traveled inland and mingled with the Chinese. Hudson's heart burned for the millions of Chinese and diligently prayed for God's leading with fellow missionaries. Then, a break occurred with the International Convention of Shifu in 1876. It opened every province of China, and Hudson began to establish bases of prayer and outreach throughout the land. Evangelism began to take off, coinciding with a powerful prayer movement beginning around 1890, as the Chinese received the good news with gladness, and they too began to pray for their neighbors and loved ones. The door opened to praying missionaries like Lottie Moon, who helped seed provinces like Shandong with the Word of God. Momentum was building when in 1900, the Boxer Uprising occurred. The Empress of China ordered that all foreigners should be executed by surrounding citizens. Anti-foreigner sentiment filled the air as 235 missionaries and 30,000 Chinese Christians were martyred. Though persecution was intense, so was the prayer movement. The uprising was suppressed by an international force, and the Christians were more committed than ever about sharing the love of Jesus. Then, in 1908, the Spirit of God poured powerfully through praying believers in the now famous Manchurian Revival in North China, coinciding with another great event, the Hingwan Revival to the South, which began in 1909. Both events exploded onto the scene with tens of thousands coming to Christ. The revivals continued up until 1911, when another event seemed to stop them in their tracks. Revolution swept China into the throes of chaos. Still, the Word of God began to spread as the Lord raised up praying leaders like John Sung, who was saved during the Hingwan Revival. Also, Leland Wang, the great evangelist, and the prayer leader Watchman Nee. The Church of China was still on the move, and in 1927, all heaven broke loose. The Shandong Revival was underway. American Southern Baptist missionaries began to report the supernatural power of God as they had never seen, all pouring through praying Chinese believers. And the spiritual heavens over northern China opened up with the presence of God. Hundreds of thousands were saved as this powerful move of the Spirit continued up through 1937. At the same time, the communists began to take significant power in government. Then, World War II, war with Japan, and subsequent surrender dominated the scene for the next 8 years. As things got quiet, the world watched as the communists seized power in 1949, and missionaries were immediately ejected from the country. The persecution intensified in 1966 during the Great Proletarian Cultural Revolution, which lasted 10 years. Christians were persecuted en masse. Hundreds of church buildings were closed and other Christian institutions shut down. Then, in 1989, the communist spirit lost its grip in the West as the praying church in Poland and Romania and a failing economy set in motion a wave of events that resulted in the collapse of the Berlin Wall, a wall where Christians had been prayer walking for over 20 years. Communism's collapse in the West was followed immediately by the Tiananmen Square demonstrations in China, which were sparked by praying Christian students. As a result, restrictions were lessened. American missionaries began to find openings into China, and what they found completely blew them away. Under the communists, the Church of China grew 20-fold, with a praying house church movement unrivaled in human history. Conservative to liberal estimates placed the number at 100 million to 200 million praying Chinese believers. It's being called the greatest revival for any one people group in the history of mankind, with an estimated 3,000 Chinese coming to Christ every day. The Bible has become the bestseller in China, with over 25 million copies being printed in the last few years on the mainland. The persecution continues, but so does the move of God's Spirit. It's happening in China and around the world as God leads His people into His presence to pray.